Psachim Perk Tes Mishnah Zayin. Hamafrish Nekeva Lefischof. A person sets aside a Nekeva animal, a female animal, for his Karban Pesach. We know that a Karban Pesach can only be a Zachar. A Zachar Ben Shtei Shanim. Or he does set aside a male animal, but it's 2 years old, and therefore can no longer be fitting for a Karban Pesach. What does he do? Yire Ad Sheyistayev. He now has to let it roam until it gets a mum, v'yimach, and then he sells it, v'yiplub damav l'nedava. And then he takes the money of the sale, and he buys for it a nedava. This is machlekes, what does this nedava mean? The Rav learns the nedava is mamish, a carbon nedava. They used to actually have, in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a chest, where they were makruf from that chest, olos nedava. And that's what he would use. He would take the money, and he would put it there, and buy olos nedava. Next case in the Mishnah, Hamafresh Pischo Vameis. Person's Mafresh Karban Pesach, and Lo Aleinu he dies. So he was the only one that was designated for this Karban Pesach, and therefore, Lo Yuvienu Bino Achrov L'Shem Pesach, his sons after him should not bring this Karban Pesach, El L'Shem Shlamim. Rather, they should bring it for a Shlamim. The reason that this is because this Karban Pesach, although in the beginning the animal did have somebody that was designated to it, that person died, and then therefore the animal didn't have any Minuyim, and therefore, it's brought as a shlamim, because it's no longer fitting to be brought as a Pesach. And like the Gemara explains, like Taisi Center brings, that we have to specifically be talking about a case where the son was not appointed with the father. But that's obvious. There was nobody else, just the father. Therefore, it's a shlamim.